Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattell. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organization isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves. It's about creating systems that work for your busy life, so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we are all trying to figure it out. So if you're ready to unpack the mess, both inside and out, let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattell. Remember, in order to get notifications about new episodes, please like, follow, and subscribe. Hi, guys. I have 100,000 things I want to talk about today. But what's interesting is, yes, we're going to talk about organizing and we're going to unpack a lot of different things. But today I was just feeling very like things annoy me, observations of things. We all see this every day. I've mentioned road rage. I've mentioned people. We know that some people are annoying. I'm sure to some people I'm annoying, so I'm okay with that. But I want to talk about a couple things. First of all, Kim and I went to this event on Saturday. We were like, it was in Calabasas. And it was called Rosé All Day. And it was at the Gillette Ranch or whatever, and off Mulholland. And we were like, we had no idea what to expect. We clearly knew it started at 1 to 9 o'clock. We knew we would make it maybe 2 hours. Because if we drank rosé all day, we would be dead all day, is really what we were thinking. So we had no idea what to expect. We pull in. We're parking like basically, and I'll be honest, I felt like I had been there before, but I had not. I know there's a lot of events there, like around the holidays, like Christmas and Halloween that I've heard about, but I've never really been there. So you're parking on like hay, dirt, there's like gopher holes, clearly snake holes, which all I kept thinking is as we're walking, we're going to like have snakes eat our toes, which I don't like any kind of bugs or snakes, as most of you know who know me and will know once you're listening. So as we're pulling in, and it's kind of hot, I'm not going to lie. It felt a little bit warmer. So you could not wear, there was a dress code. You could not wear denim. You could not wear black. They want it to be like pastels or white because it's like rosé, like sparkling rosé and blah, 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 which sounded so fun. But Kim and I were joking about how it won't be rosé all day for us because we would be dead. So we were not rushed to get there. We got there probably like 4 o'clock. We're driving in and immediately it was just, so a lot of you do this and you may privately do this, but when you go to the airport, when you go to Disneyland, when you go to places, stadiums, whatever, you know, you notice it's people watching Central and it is amazing. And it brings so much joy when you just see all the stuff that's out there and the just people that A, don't give a fuck, people who give too much of a fuck, or maybe outfits that you shouldn't see. I'm not going to lie to you. So again, there was a dress code, no denim, no heels, because you're walking on, it's a park, right? So there's dirt, the ground is soft, there's these fucking gopher snake holes everywhere. And we're driving in this maze to get into the parking and it's just outfit after outfit. Women were wearing literally just like underwear, a shirt, and then like a see-through skirt. So, it was like a thong. So you're just looking at butt cheeks. Every woman is wearing heels and they're sinking into the ground every step they're taking. And Kim and I were not even parked and we are dead. We are dying laughing. We're like, no one listened to the dress code. No one did anything. So we haven't even walked in yet. And it was just, and it was really, really hot. And it was really, really crowded. And we get there and we get in and everything. And it's just, you know, there's some rude people. There's all the people that you know are around in the world. So we finally go. We're like, let's just get a drink because this will be better if we get a drink. And we can just kind of, and we're standing in these lines. And again, there's a bazillion people there and everybody. So there, a lot of people are wearing pastels and it's hot. So all the guys who are wearing like Miami white linen and like, you know, linen shirts that are pastel pink with like loafers and no socks. Their entire shirts, it looks like they jumped in a swimming pool. And they're trying to be like cool and sexy and they're with their dates. And the girls, their hair, their makeup, all of it, we're all sweaty. Everybody's sweaty. It's hilarious about all the effort we put in to look really nice for this kind of like, you know, whatever the vibe was, kind of this rosé, like beautiful flowers. And there's all this greenery and all this stuff. And oh my God, it was, we could not look away. It was a car accident, you guys. It was a fucking car accident. We're just standing in line laughing and sweating. So we get a drink, then we get another, we walk to the next line because we're like, well, that took 9 hours. Let's get another drink. And then we're just going to walk around and there's places to take pictures and stuff. And there's just all of these outfits. So many people were like basically naked. I mean, I saw all of body parts. I saw all of them. Kim and I saw all body parts. We didn't want to see them. People were not even paying attention. And we got there a little bit later. So people were drinking and you could tell. And just, we saw boobs. We saw down there. We saw vaginas. We saw all the things. We saw things that no one should see. So then we are like, it's so fucking hot. And Kim had brought this little blanket thing that was actually, I made fun of her for bringing it. But there was an area where you could like park this blanket. It was right next to the VIP area. The VIP area, the tables were $4,000 a piece. Okay. I don't care enough about any of that for that. But they had, you know, a DJ and they had, you know, music and it was packed. It was packed. So we got to see the VIP people going in because we were sitting right by there and there's like a little lake or a little river thing. And so we were kind of by there and it was shade and it was nice. But we're watching these people trying to sneak other people in the VIP. Then we see like an EMT and security guards carrying like these girls out, just like their dead weight. They're completely passed out, just carrying them out. And no one's, you know, one lady's holding her shoes and they're carrying them out. We see drunk, beyond drunk people. I saw somebody throwing up right next to us while we're sitting there. And we're like, what fucking catastrophe is this? We could not stop laughing. Every outfit, this was us the whole time. 1 o'clock, 1:15, Jen, 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock, look behind you. Don't look behind you, but look behind you. Don't look over there, but look over there. And we were dying because every outfit was more outrageous than the other one. There was a girl, she was wearing a dress that I don't think she fit in. So she just didn't zip up the back. She just didn't zip it up. So she just has a little tank top dress on and the back is completely open. I don't think it fit her, but she wanted to wear it because it was pastel. I don't know. Or maybe that was a look. We saw so many things. We saw it was a lot to process. And Kim and I literally were laughing the entire time. And I have to tell you, it was well worth the money that we spent just to laugh. It was very hot though. It was hotter than I thought, very humid. So my hair, even though I straightened it and like took the time to wash it, by the end, the ends were completely, looked like I jumped in the swimming pool too. It was crazy. So that was something that I wanted to share. The event itself was, they had a helicopter that came up and then like dropped like thousands and thousands of rose petals. And that was kind of cool. I'm sure the $4,000 tables paid for that because they weren't even that exciting tables. But the event was nice. It was a fuck ton of people though. And it was hot. I think they should have done it like in April, but whatever. It was fine. That was what we did last weekend. And it was just, we had no idea what we were walking into. And we both were like, would we come back? I don't know that we would come back. But then I'm like, I kind of want to, because the people watching was like at an epic level of a level 100. I mean, there was a shit show every corner you turned. And everyone had these parasols, like these little parasols, because it was so sunny. They're like poking you when they walk by. They're like hitting you with it, but they're trying to look fancy. And we were just like, what is happening? So that was a fun story that happened, because I do like to share some fun stories. I also want to share, well, I want to share many stories, but this one is funny. And I was actually at my client's house last week. We're kind of getting ready for Father's Day. She wanted to surprise her husband. She has 3 kids, a lot of things, but you know, they have just absolute chaos every time I'm there. And I've been helping her for a few years and she knows it and we know it. And it's just, so I get there and she was surprising her husband for Father's Day, just trying to get some things in order, some projects kind of completed, you know, again, I'm not going to talk about organizing right now, but it's all a puzzle, right? So we're working on this puzzle. She's kind of helping me. this is what I see when I get there. And I told her, I'm like, I am going to write this in my next, if I ever have a book, I'm writing this story. So they have a pretty large house. I don't know how many square foot it is, all wood floors. You know, it's probably at least like 4,000 or 5,000 square feet. And I walk in there and her and I are, I'm telling her my game plan and she's telling me what she'll work on while I'm working on something. Cause you know, time is getting closer to Father's Day. This is what I see. I see her 7-year-old daughter rollerblading. She comes around the corner down the hall as fast as she can with these light up rollerblades. She's wearing these tiny shorts, this tiny t-shirt, and she gives zero fucks. Now, my client's mom is, her health is declining and she is in the stage of dementia and it's pretty bad. So she's living there and the grandma's room is right there. And it was funny because the little girl comes around. I mean, she is hauling ass like she's in Venice Beach, like back in the 80s or something, and these light up rollerblades. She just comes down. And all I'm thinking is what if her mom opens the door and just walks out? Because she kept going back and forth because it's a straight shot, right? So then we're like, what the hell is happening? And I'm like, what if she hit? So I don't say anything at first because I'm just like, she's just coming around the corner. She does it again. She doesn't even look. The little 3-year-old, she's walking across the floor. She just takes her out. The daughter who's, I don't know how old she is exactly. I'm going to say like 11 or 12. She's having like, she had just started her like period. So then she comes in. She's like, did you tell Miss Jennifer what happened to me last night? And I'm like, oh my gosh, sweetheart, what happened to you? And she's like, I'll let my mom tell you. So here I am thinking like she's a dancer. So I'm like, oh my God, she broke her toe or something. And then she's like, well, she started her period. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Glad I know that information. And so that was funny. Then when the mom leaves, the girl, the 12-year-old comes in to tell me the whole story and all the things. And I'm just like, it's okay. You know, it's just, it's fine. And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? I've been here 8 minutes. Then the little girl who's like 3, 3 and a half, who's so freaking cute. She just beats to her own drum because the other girls are just doing their own thing. So she comes in, she's wearing kitty cat ears. She's wearing a sweatshirt. She's wearing a skirt. She has like, she's trying to hold the big dog that's like 150-pound, like German Shepherd Husky mix. And she's just trying to walk the dog outside and play with it. And the dog's like going to knock her over because she weighs like 6 pounds. She's so tiny. And I just kept saying to my client, like, your daughter with the rollerblades gives zero fucks. She's like, yep, she gives zero fucks. I'm like, your mom could walk out of her room, not really even know that someone is whizzing by. And she's like, absolutely. I'm like, what if she takes her out? What do we do? She's like, well, we don't laugh. And I'm like, yeah, you don't laugh because, oh my God. And then I'm like looking around. Then the dog that's a husky, German Shepherd mix. They had had a party like the night before. And you know how you have those bins and you have your drinks and, you know, there was some like, you know, booze, whatever, White Claw, whatever crap. White Claw to me is like bad breath, whatever. You'll never hear me say I'm drinking a White Claw. But anyways, that's beside the point. The dog got obsessed with those and was taking the cans and then squeezing the cans and like ripping the cans, like opening the cans. And I'm like, your dog, your rescue dog is a boozer. Your rescue dog is an alcoholic. Now he's drinking the White Claws, even though they really don't do anything. People pretend like they're drunk, but they're not. White Claw is like bad breath water. It is. I don't care what anyone says. So anyways, so we were just laughing. We just stood there for about 5 minutes just laughing. And I'm like, what the hell did I just walk into? Like, this is like the most chaos because normally when I'm there, her kids are at school, but now everybody's home. So I don't see all of this like crazy cuckoo like life of somebody with 3 kids that are, I don't want to say close in age, but you know, there was a couple years in between, but it was just absolute chaos. It was so funny too, because I'm like, I do see a lot of stuff when I go into people's houses and it doesn't faze me. I don't judge them, but I was like, your daughter is going to take out your mom who is like Alzheimer dementia situation and she's going to fall. She's like 4'8", the mom. She's going to fall down like a freaking, you know, a tree in a windstorm and no one's going to care. Your daughter is not even care. She's just going to she's probably going to do an ollie over her head or something. I don't even know. So we were laughing about that. And I just had to say, I do see a lot of stuff when I go into people's houses that is hilarious. Like things you can't, has nothing to do with organizing, just the day to day. Because sometimes you don't believe stories and I have stories for everything. But sometimes I see stuff and I'm like, you wouldn't believe this if you were here. Like it was just so funny. All within like a 10-minute period of time, I learned about a period. I saw a Venice Beach professional rollerblader, a little girl who weighs nothing. The dog's going to eat the little girl. That's how big the dog is in comparison. And we're just standing there still talking like it's just a normal day. It just made me laugh very, very hard. I am also going to tell you guys, and I will give you an update, but I'm surprising Charlotte and her lifelong best friend on Sunday, and I'm taking them to Palm Springs for overnight to go to that hotel that has all the water slides and like the lazy river and stuff like that. And so I'll be interested to see, because I don't tell Charlotte anything, as I've mentioned before. I do not believe in doing that. That is not me as a parent. There's not a lot of surprises in the world. And for now, she still believes in the surprise. She believes in the magic. I will never break her spirit. But I think this one's going to be a good one. I thought Disneyland was good. I think this one's going to be great because her bestie, her like lifelong bestie, her mom actually delivered Charlotte and was pregnant with Darla, her daughter. And so they've known each other even before, you know, so it's really special, but I'm surprising them. And I'm going overnight. And I told David, I'm like, so you're coming. I can go by myself with the girls, but I prefer not to. And I'm like, you're coming with me, but we have to share a room with the girls. So you have to be okay with not sleeping and like listening to them giggle, because that's what they're going to do. And they're super loud when they're together, and it'll be very fun for them. But I'm like, David, you have to suck it up. You can't be, you know, you can't be grumpy, because David is not a fucking morning person. If we ever divorce, it will solely be for that reason. I'm telling you right now, he could do a lot of things, but the fact that he's not a morning person makes me want to punch him in the face. And I love him. So that is kind of some just funny things that I don't know, I just thought of while I was driving here. There's a few more things I want to talk about, and we're going to talk about them right now with Robert. And he is a producer. He's my producer, engineer, all of the things. He makes the magic happen. But him and I fucking laugh at certain things, because I come in usually and I'm like telling him about every driver that sucks. And then he tells me. And I just want to have some conversations about different pet peeves or things that make you want to rip your eyelashes off. And he's the perfect person to agree with me on everything and maybe add to. So welcome, Robert. Hello, please say hi.
Hi.
Please say hi, Robert. It's weird if you don't.
I just want to see how long that intro was going to go for
me. It was very long. It was very long.
Very nice.
It was very long. I like to talk, in case you don't know, and I definitely like to ramble. Sometimes I need to reel it in. So I want to talk about a million things. Sometimes I'll come in and I'm like, I don't want to like harm people on the freeways or the roads or anything like that. I don't want anyone to die. But I do wish I had like a tractor thing with like the scooper thing or like a tank, and I could just like all the stupid people out of the way. I don't want anyone to die though. I'm not like that person,
right.
But I would say that you're not that person either, right? You don't want people to lose their life, fish.
I mean, most of the time. There's sometimes on the freeway, yes, I do.
Ish.
There's a simple rule on the freeway that I can't, it bothers me so much that people just don't follow. It's kind of an unwritten rule, but it's a rule I feel like most normal people know. It's just like when you get on the freeway, the first lane, 65 miles an hour, right? Do the speed limit. For the people that are listening to this, we're in California, so the speed limit is 65 miles an hour on the freeway. I don't know where it is anywhere else. I don't go...
You don't go anywhere else, but I'll tell you, Arizona, it's like 85.
All right, well, let's stick to California rules. So, but every lane you get over, go an extra 5 miles an hour faster.
Yep.
So you're 65, then you go to 70, 75, 80. Carpool lane, 85, 80. Somewhere in there, like you can go faster. Like, you know,
yes.
I just feel like that's just simple rules.
And you should not go less than 80 in the carpool lane, because then you're a fucking fuckface.
Yes, I will say that. Yes, you are a fuckface. But it's just like when there's like those cars that are just... If you went by those rules, there wouldn't be so much traffic. And it just 100%. Pisses me off so much when there's a car that's driving 65 miles an hour in the fast lane. And you know all these cars are passing you. They're trying to pass you. They're trying to get by you. You're either so oblivious to the world or you just don't give a shit. It pisses me off.
I think that too all the time, because the other day, I swear to God, the guy in the fast lane was going like 52 miles an hour. And everyone's passing him. But what I do... what I do.
And probably aggressively too. As they're passing him, they're going way faster than they should
be. Oh yeah.
Just I'm to like pass him, and they're all probably staring at him as they go by.
Yeah. But what I do, because I'm a fucking little fucker too, is I will go around, but I'll get right in front of him and then go faster.
Oh, okay.
So I want him to know, like, you were going so slow and now I'm going faster. So I'll finally get in front of this fuckwad and then I gun it to the normal speed limit. I mean, I'd like to go faster, but, you know, the normal. And so I'm like thinking he doesn't see that right. All these people are passing. He doesn't care.
So I've done this twice. And then I only do that. The two times I've done this, it hasn't been a lot of traffic. So I felt like I was okay to do it. Is I've gotten in front of people that are driving way too slow. And then I've slowed down.
Oh, good.
And then made them slow down even more.
Good.
Just to piss them off.
Good.
I won't do it too long. And no one's ever gotten mad enough at me to then try to pass me by doing it. But it's just like, just to let them know, like, hey, you're going really slow if I'm slowing you down.
Like a turtle's going faster than you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you just so like oblivious, like you said? Or are you just so like, I'm so cool. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I could be doing whatever. I don't know.
But then there's also the age. Like at some age, you're just like, okay, give you a pass. You just you shouldn't be in the car. You should definitely not be all the way over to the left side of the freeway.
God, no.
But you drive by and you're like, oh my God, you get mad. And you're like, oh.
Oh.
I understand.
They're 3'8" and they're 100.
Yes.
So, all right, fine. Yes, I do agree. I do think the age, but you know what's funny is a couple times I've seen somebody and I am for sure like this person's got to be 85. You can't really see their head. And I'll come by and it's like a young person. Oh, and I'm like,
they're vegan.
I get so mad.
They're
so
vegan people.
Mad. Yeah, they're what?
They're vegans.
They're vegan. They're vegans and they do CrossFit. I get so mad at that. And I have such road rage. I drive a lot. Some days I'm really thankful. Like last week I was really, my minimal driving to jobs, but sometimes I'm always on the 405 or I'm at the 101 and I'm always and it's always in the morning and it's always all this stuff. And I just want to light myself on fire. And then of course we've talked about this, people on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
The best is
the people on the speakerphone where it's like, they're not putting the phone to their ear. But it's on speaker and it's by their face.
Yes.
That defeats the purpose of hands free. It's not hands free.
I know. It's so stupid. I'm like, you think because you're holding it and you're not like, what is you, and it's on speaker. Like you're so stupid. But you know what's funny too? And I say this on the 405. I feel that I do the 405 a lot. You know, obviously if I have to go over to the valley or go over to the other side, the hill. The 101, I really try, if it's depending on the time, I try to take side streets as much as I can or get on Ventura Boulevard or whatever and then pick it up, right? So I feel like the 405, I pay more attention. I can spot somebody on their phone 3 cars ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me you can't.
I can.
Is there...
Either they're on their phone or they're eating food.
Oh, they're eating food. And they're eating... No one's eating like a granola bar. They're eating like a fucking like burrito, taco, like a fucking... Like stuff that's falling. Like you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
You should be eating like maybe french fries if you like french fries, which I do.
Finger foods are okay. If you're driving and you're eating, finger foods are okay.
Yeah. But
some
when
chicken
you
strips,
like
nuggets,
you take a wrapper and you got to fold it down because the bottom's going to leak out. Like that's home food, not car food. Not car food.
I'll eat and drive though. We'll sometimes, like depending on where we're going and stuff like that, we'll stop at a fast food place and I will eat a cheeseburger while I'm driving on the freeway.
Yes, but probably mastered it, right?
I have mastered it. I can merge on the freeway while eating cheeseburgers and still using my blinker. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, so yesterday, speaking of blinker, yesterday, because I always joke with people and if I'm really pissed off and someone is... I'm always like, oh, you have somebody in like a fucking Ferrari or something. They don't have a blinker. I'll be like, oh, what a bummer. You spent all that money on that car and it didn't come with a blinker.
Right.
So yesterday, Charlotte and I were driving and I was like, oh, his car didn't come with a blinker. And she's like, how do you know, mommy? How do you know if it doesn't come? And I'm like, he didn't use it. Therefore, I'm assuming he doesn't have it. So I can't get mad at him. And she's like, I don't understand. And I'm like, well, when you're driving, you're supposed to use your blinker. Like, even if you're just getting over a little bit, unless there's no one around you.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, mommy, you're so funny. I don't really think she got it. But I was like, you use your blinker. Like, I don't understand why. Oh, that's another thing. Like, if you're trying to get over, God, I hate drivers. I fucking hate them. I hate all the drivers. So you're on the freeway and somebody realizes maybe they're trying, here's an exception. You're in the carpool lane. Sure. And they don't have that exit. Like they sometimes they'll have like a
left side exit.
Yeah. Sometimes they will, or they'll give you enough time that when you can get off on the undotted line.
Oh, I know
line.
What you're saying. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But sometimes people just get the fuck over. They're just getting over, but you have a blinker on and I'm like, okay, maybe he's in a situation where he needs to get off the freeway, but oh, he'll turn his blinker on. But then there's people that just get over like you're supposed to know, but they're like almost causing it. Like I have to slam on my brakes because they decide they need to get over. Well, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. Let me over. Let me over. Let me know. Like a blinker, I'll be like, hey, I'll back up because you need to get over. But don't just try to hit me.
Right.
Like, who the fuck are you? Let's talk about the zipper.
Well, hold on.
Okay, sorry. Go
before
ahead.
We do zipper.
See, I get so worked up.
What makes you more upset? That type of blinker usage on the freeway, or now let me see if I can paint this picture right. You're on surface streets. You're trying to merge into traffic, like, and you're in a right lane, stopped, trying to get into like a main street, but then there's cars coming in your lane that you're trying to merge into. They're making a right, but none of them are using blinkers, so you don't know if you can actually go or not.
That pisses me off.
Does that
piss
you off more?
More.
Because that pisses me off too.
100%
and then
more.
That's when I'll make the blinker comment.
And you know what else pisses me off in line with that?
This is so stupid. Okay. I love it
because it makes me so fucking pissed. Okay, I'm going to try to paint this picture too, but I'm going to use my hands and you can't see. So you have the lane where you can either go straight, like he just said, right? Maybe you can go straight, but a lot of people are making a turn, right? They don't use their blink or whatever. But the part that pisses me off the most is we all know the lanes are pretty even in your car, but they won't fully get all the way over to make the turn. So then you can't go around them or go past them. So now they've blocked that lane. So you can't go. Like you cannot go because they're over here turning.
Right.
So you have to come to almost a complete stop, especially if they're in front of you. They don't like boop over to the curb to then turn. They pretend the whole thing is theirs.
Are you talking about the U-turns?
No, I'm talking about if you're turning right.
Oh, okay. You were talking about right. Because U-turns pisses me off. So people that do the U-turns, what they'll do is they'll kind of veer into the lane next to them. So they can make that turn.
Oh, yes.
And
I didn't even think about that.
That happens to me all the time. I get so mad. It's like, dude, you don't have to do that to make a U-turn. If you have a big truck, maybe. But at the same time, then you just shouldn't make the U-turn.
Don't make the U-turn. Just turn around and go and beep, bop, doop.
Yeah.
But when you're driving and the person is trying to turn right, but then now they've blocked the lane, so you have to come to a complete stop because you can't get over and you have to slow to a complete stop to turn, even though the light's fucking green. Now we've all stopped. We couldn't just keep going because you didn't. Oh, yeah. See, I have such road rage. I really, really do. I know I do. I know I do. It's terrible. I hate people's driving. They're entitled. And especially like you're getting on the freeway and a lot of times you get on the freeway and the lane still continues.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a lane that eventually the next exit is maybe a get off and everybody. So you have a little wiggle room, but there are some where it just turns into the shoulder and it's dirt and they don't let you over.
Nope.
You're like, where am I supposed to go? Off the embankment? You fucking fuckwad. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
Tell me I'm wrong. Which by the way, I do love the word fuckwad. So I do say it a lot.
I know.
Okay. So that is something that's crazy. Now I want to talk about this too. Because we.
The zipper,
okay. I absolutely need to talk, but I want you to bring it up because I feel you've nailed it a little more than I really.
Okay. All right. So,
because I kind of ramble about my anger and you just kind of fucking get to it.
The best way to describe the zipper method is you have cars that are trying to, I guess, get into one lane and there's multiple stop signs or whatever the case is. And you just wait. You like want the person on the left goes and the person on the right goes. Person on the left goes, person on the right goes. Another way, and then I don't know if I told you my McDonald's story. Did I tell you the McDonald's story?
I don't think so.
Okay, this happened 2 weeks ago. So most McDonald's, when you drive into the McDonald's, there's two booths that you basically give your order to.
Yes.
And then once you're done, then you merge into one lane.
Oh,
and you zipper
yes,
it, kind
yes,
of, right? Who's
yes.
ever done first,
yep.
they get to go. And you just know, right? And so this guy cuts me off in my merging of the zipper, right?
Already,
and so
he cuts he's me dead off. To me.
He's this truck and he knows he cuts me off because he pulls his truck in front of me and then like right when I'm supposed to go, just really abruptly, right in front of me. And the passenger is staring at me kind of laughing. And I'm like with my kids and I say some stuff I shouldn't say. My 5-year-old's very good at, Dad, you shouldn't say that. I'm like, I know.
But I had to.
But that guy sucks. And so
he's
like kind of laughing at me. And then finally the cars are now parallel. So now I can see the driver in his rear view, in his rear view mirror, not rear view, like the left side mirror.
Yes.
He looks at me. I swear he lips me. He goes, fuck you. Liv sent me fuck you. So I'm like, no, you didn't.
Oh my God.
So then I go, fuck you. So I live it back to him. And so then you can see a smirk on his face. And I'm like, this fucking guy. But he cut in front of me. And so normally, like, I know what I'm thinking in my head is he's going to get to go pay for the food. And then they're going to bring up my order. I'm gonna be like, okay, so you had this, this, and this. And then he's going to be like, no. Yeah. He's going to tell them what order he actually had. So he gets to that line, or he gets to the first booth, and he basically, he's there for a very long time. Like a very long time. I'm like, this guy fucked up. I know he fucked up. Somehow, something happened. He might have paid for the wrong food.
Yep.
So finally, he goes forward, and then he looks at me again. He goes, fuck you.
Ugh!
As I'm pulling up to the first window, and then the guy at the window goes, the truck in front of you paid for your food. And I'm like, he didn't do that on purpose, did he? He goes, yeah, he did it on purpose. I'm like, no, I need your honest truth. Did he really pay for my food on purpose? And he goes, I was told to tell you that he paid for it on purpose. So then I look back at him, I'm like, fuck you. And so he sees me and he starts laughing. And now it's kind of like a joke. And so I think he obviously messed up. He paid for my food. And then he realized it because all I did was get a happy meal for my son. And that's it. That meal was only, whatever a happy meal is now, $30 at McDonald's.
75, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so he's with his buddy. So obviously somewhere there's a confusion. He tried to like save it, whatever. So anyways, he drives off. He looks at me as he's driving, you know, I could see him. He pulls out of the driveway. And he pulls next to me as he's driving on the street and he just waves and then I wave back at him and that was it. But it all started because he didn't know the zipper method, which is like, just know your timing when to go in. I don't think I worded that whole thing right.
You did.
But that.
You did fine.
It pissed me off, but I felt like there was some redemption because he actually.
There was a little bit of redemption. I feel that he, you know, maybe he screwed up and with the pain and then he realized, well, you know what? I was kind of a dick. Maybe. I don't know that he thought that part, but whatever. But yeah.
I think probably the guy was like, I don't know how to refund money. And that's probably where the problem came from.
No one trained me.
McDonald's like, I don't know. You got to wait for my manager to come here. It's going to be a little bit. And the guy was probably at some point going, just fuck it. Let's just go. We're at McDonald's. I don't want to wait that long. That's probably what happened.
The manager has to come out of the office and there's a key and they have to do something on the bebop. And oh my God.
But he's also only 18. So he's got to call somebody. He doesn't really know what's going on.
He's also 18. Oh my God. But yeah, the zipper thing, like when there's construction and sometimes construction, I mean, I'm not saying I am guilty of this. Like you'll see the sign and it'll be like in a mile. I'm not getting over a mile and ahead, but like you kind of know, you kind of really see where the congestion starts and you just start getting over. You let, you let you go, the person lets
the
you.
Next person.
Yeah, and then there's always this guy who's not going to let you in. And I'm like, again, we go back to, you're one car ahead of me. What, it's not like I was holding you up for 7 miles.
Right.
You know, it's like, you're one car ahead of me. First of all, you're a fucking rude fuckwad. And second of all, you didn't gain anything. You're one car ahead of me.
Yeah.
So now you've pissed me off. And now I try not to do this too often, especially if Charlotte's in the car, but I will try to ride your ass for a while because I'm so mad.
No, don't do that.
I know.
You should not do that.
I know. When I was pregnant, which I did not comprehend like in the beginning, I once chased this person down because they cut me off and I was like chasing him down. And then I'm like, wait, I'm like 7 months pregnant. Like, what are you doing, Jennifer?
That's pretty bad.
I know. I'm telling you, I have road rage. I'm not proud.
That's another, if we're going pet peeves, that's another thing where cars ride too closely.
Yes.
Like it should like on a freeway, like you should be like 3-4 car lengths back at least on a freeway. Cause that's not a lot of time to stop.
No, God.
And there'll be cars that are so close to me and I'll get mad. I'll tap the brake. I'll slow down a little bit to let you know, hey, you're a little too close to me. It's not cool.
Yes, it is. I agree. If you can't see their headlights, like you're in my butt. You're in my actual car's ass.
Yeah. It's fair to say. Fair to say.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Click the like, subscribe, or follow button on any platform that you're using, and that will give you notifications when the next episode drops. Now back to the show. Okay, let's talk about this too, because I can really just talk about everything that annoys me forever. But let's talk about parking spaces. Let's talk about that. And then I also have something to contribute. But let's talk about parking spaces.
Okay.
A mall, a strip mall, wherever. Okay. You tell me your story that you were telling me the other day.
I mean, With the pedestrian, or because it's just parking in general?
Just parking, pedestrians, walking, whatever, whatever. We were venting for—
I have a lot of stories at a parking lot that upset me.
Tell me. Tell me everything.
Okay. One thing I don't like is, I'm going to use Costco as an example, because Costco's parking lots are always kind of, you know, they're hectic. They're full. There's a lot of people going in and out. You know someone needs your spot. You just know it, right? I don't like the people that fill in their car, they get in the car, and then they're just fucking around in the car for like 5 minutes. I don't know, putting your makeup on, calling someone, saying, hey, I'm about to leave Costco, doing a crossword puzzle. I don't know what they're doing in their car.
Braiding their hair.
Like, I always try to be like, all right, let's get in the car. I can see the car waiting for the spot. Hurry up, everybody. Buckle up. Let's go. This guy needs the spot. Let's get it. I feel very uncomfortable when I'm making people wait.
Oh,
I don't know what it is about it. My wife doesn't give a shit. She'll get mad at me. Even when we go to order food, if everybody doesn't already have their orders ready, I get upset, because I'm thinking the guy on the other end is like, oh man, come on, dude. I'm making minimum wage. This sucks, blah, blah, blah. And then you still don't know what you want to order from the same place. You've been here 1,000 times. Come on, let's everybody get your orders ready.
Yep.
So I just don't like making people wait. It's one of my peeves that kind of stresses me out.
Yeah.
But parking lots are that way, where it's I want to make sure I get out of there quick enough. So when I see someone sitting in the car, knowing that there's there's at least one car waiting for your spot, probably another car behind me.
Yeah.
Waiting for another spot that's past me, but they can't pass me because I'm blocking, waiting for this guy to come. It's a chain effect. That upsets me as far as the parking stuff. You said something about someone parking next to you. That stuff kind of bugs me sometimes, as much as the guy who's dicking around in his car.
I agree.
He knows somebody needs a spot.
Yes. And I'm going to say two things on that. One is, the one thing is if there's a million spaces around you and that person, let's say I'm walking to my car, there's spots around you. It's not like a Costco situation or whatever where it's or Trader Joe's where there's no parking, and you're in your car and you're, braiding your hair, painting your toenails or whatever, and you're just go. But if there's spots around you, but that person is literally waiting right there, then I don't want to ever give up my parking spot. I want to die in that parking spot, because I'm you could just park two cars. There's a space right there.
Right.
It's when there's none, the Costco situation. But yeah. I don't, what did you say I don't like? What did you just say? I said, so when there's also, when you're in a mall, or whatever, and there's a ton of spots, this is another space invading thing. Why, if there's 15 spots and you pull in and there's 15 spots and, you pull in and then the car has to park right next to you. Same thing at the gym. It's a sea of ellipticals. You're there early in the morning. You're there in the afternoon. There's not many people, but they have to come and be right next to you. It's listen, I don't want any of that. I'm trying to get out of the car. At the time, maybe Charlotte was in her thing, in her car seat. We mm-hmm. had the whole the stroller stress that was so stressful for me. And you know what I mean? And
I
then
you're exactly
parking right next to me. And then why? There's 100 spots. I was not making people have to, you have plenty of spaces. Why are you right next to me? Park one over. You don't owe me anything. It's just a pet peeve of mine.
Okay. I got another pet peeve. People with the trucks that are so big, they need to take up 2 spots.
Okay.
I know you own another vehicle.
Yep.
Most of those people own another vehicle.
Yep.
Don't take that vehicle to the grocery store. Don't take that vehicle to go shopping. That is your vehicle to cruise and pick up some lumber or whatever the fuck is going on. There is no reason to take those multiple spots. There's no reason. Also, motorcycles. There should not be 4 regular spots taken up by 4 motorcycles.
Yes, you all partner together and take one.
It's a group. It's a group effort. Okay.
You guys all are part of gangs. Gang it up and put it in there.
Yes. That upsets me too.
That upsets me too. Especially when it's a Costco or something where it's so packed all the time.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's not a
spot. You're like, why is the motorcycle at Costco? What could they possibly getting at Costco to bring your fucking motorcycle?
Oh my God. He's like, he has a case of fucking water and a thing of toilet paper.
He's strapping on the toilet paper to his back.
He has the water on his head. He's like, that's totally normal. It weighs more than my motorcycle now.
The Costco up here, I've seen a motorcycle all the time. And I think to myself, what the fuck is this person getting here? He's just renewing his membership, getting a hot dog. It's cool.
I came to get a slice of pizza.
Yep.
But yeah, I agree. If you see motorcycles always are, we're so cool. We're part of a motorcycle club. We're so cool. We got each other's back. Well, then back it up into the same parking spot so you're not taking all of the parking spots.
Yep.
Okay. And then also we talked about this. We've talked about this a few times.
Pedestrians?
Pedestrians twofold. One, in a parking lot, and then just in general.
Well, pedestrians, parking lot, and in life. So I say this to my son all the time because he's 15. He's out in the world kind of doing his own thing. But I also say it to my younger ones as well. But he's constantly going to the other side of the city, doing whatever he's doing, skating and stuff like that. And it's like, you cannot be that oblivious to the world while you're walking. Because you have so much trust in other people. It's in driving. Like, yes, you have the right of way. It's a law. Like, yeah, cars have to stop for you. They should stop for you. But if you got the guy who's got the speakerphone to his face, the guy who's eating a cheeseburger, those people, they're not going to see you. So it blows my mind when I see somebody walking in a parking lot that doesn't look left or doesn't look right and just goes to the entrance, walking past all the other cars. The person that's on the sidewalk who just crosses the street never looks left, never looks right.
Never.
Like every single time, and I see that, I'll say to my kid, I just saved that guy's life. I just saved that guy's life because I was paying attention. They trusted other people in vehicles so much. So in a head-to-head battle, I don't know if people know this a lot, like people that walk, that don't really believe it's the world. A head-to-head battle, my car will win.
Hands down. No question.
Now, I may owe some money. I may go to jail, but I'm going to win, okay?
I'm going to win.
So the fact that you're not looking and you're in your own fucking world walking, like it's mind-blowing to me. So I always say it to my guy, I always say it to my son, I saved that guy's life. I saved that lady's life. I saved that small child's life that's next to that lady who's not even holding his hand, and they're both just like, walking. I've saved, Jen, before I came here, I saved at least 4 people's lives.
We need to talk about your heroic day-to-day life.
Everybody that's listening to this, most people listening to this podcast, you saved lives because you were paying attention while other people were walking like idiots.
I had no idea you were a superhero.
And other people that are walking, listening to this podcast, that are oblivious to the world, so many people have saved your life today. So many people.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because, when someone's coming out of a grocery store, by where we live, you know, there's, the strip area in Porter Ranch where it's, there's 500 fucking thousand things. But there's a grocery store. But I'm, going to, the CVS or wherever.
Sure.
Anyways, they'll come out of the grocery store with their full cart looking down and never they'll just looking. Go. Yep. There's never even a moment where they even hiccup.
That is every grocery store. That's the same grocery store where I live, too.
I'm like, what? I would at least glance up, yes, I have a big cart. Please let me go across. But I would never assume, because we see such shitty fucking drivers every day. Yeah. I would never assume that this person's going to stop. Half the time, they don't even let you over when you're driving.
Here's the better one, okay? The people that do recognize that a car is waiting for you and still don't give a shit.
No.
Well, at least put a little bit of pep in your step, okay? Hey, I'm waiting on you. I have decided not to run you over. The least you can do is maybe give me the nod, look at me, and a little bit of a skip. And then you just walk a little bit quicker. I have not destroyed you. The least you can do is maybe put a little bit more of a movement in your day-to-day life just to get by so then I can go. That's nice. But the people look at you and they're like, yeah. And then just continue to keep walking that same really slow speed. For the older people, I understand it. But if you're 20s to 40s, 50s, you have movement in you. There's another gear
you have gas you can tap in your engine. Into.
It's not for a very long time. Just a car length so I can get by. That's all we're asking for. I think that actually bugs me more than the people that are
so
oblivious.
Funny.
Is the people that actually know someone's waiting for you and you just don't care.
You don't care, but I think what I took away from that is what a hero you are every day.
I should be wearing a cape.
Oh my God. I have saved 20 lives in the 20 minutes it took me to get here. I can't believe it.
Exactly. It's true.
So going back to pedestrians, I want to say this. This is my pet peeve. Again, you're going to chime in. But when people in a parking lot situation and it's a family of, I don't understand, why 5 of you need to walk
sure.
wide. Walk in a single file line why are you taking up the whole parking lot? You know that people are driving to look for parking spaces. Yeah. Like, why are you walking five wide? And then sometimes where people bring their entire family to Costco, even Nana and Peepaw and Peepaw. Everybody, and they've got all their free snacks, and they all held right. up the lines there getting their free samples of bacon, which we all know what bacon tastes like. Why are we standing there and getting it?
Because it's bacon.
Fine, but that's a whole other issue. And they walk, and there's 17 of them, and they're walking the whole width of it. And I'm like, why are you... Are you the only people on this earth? And they are chatting.
It's so funny you go to the five people. I get mad when it's one. It'll be one person or two people, and they're still in the they're in the lane. It's not a big lane in a parking lot, but we all have we know the imaginary line. We know that we should be hugging the cars so other cars can go by. That's once again putting your life in other people's hands. Just to assume that they're like, oh yeah, I know that little Timmy's not going to veer to the left a little bit more. So, no, those are so dumb.
Oh my God, it makes me so pissed off. Oh my God.
Do you ever honk? I don't.
David is the biggest honker.
I'll honk at other cars, but I don't honk at pedestrians. For some reason, I don't know why.
I want to honk. I want to scream and rip my hair out. But sometimes he'll call me to tell me like, hey, I'm, you know, whatever. And I hear him, I'm like, is that you? Is that you honking right now? And he's like, yeah, the guy won't fucking move. His light is green. And I'm like, do you honk? He's like, no, that's why they give you a horn. I'm like, I get a little pee-pee shy with that. Like, I don't always honk. I just don't. I freak out about it. And no, and I think David honks with pedestrians. I think he honks with everybody. I get a little weird about it. I just don't.
I'm going to start honking at bicycles.
Yeah, let's talk about bicycle people. Okay. They're like their own cult, though.
Everyone, look.
Not bicycles like, hey, I'm just riding my bike. I'm talking about the people that look like a giant condom with the helmet the slicker and the thing. And they have the
thing. You're going to lose a lot of your fan base on this one.
No, I love people who, that's a great exercise. But you look like a giant condom when you have the hat that's like a thing. And then you have like, sometimes they'll have like a mirror connected to it. If you have a mirror, you know to stay in your lane, your bike lane. And also, we don't, but if we're not biking with you, I don't always know the hand signals. Because I'm not a biker.
I think one of the dumbest rules that's ever been made is that a bicycle rider can be in the street without a bike lane. I understand if there's a bike lane, use your bike lane, bike lane. But if there's no bike lane, odds are there's a sidewalk. And if there's a sidewalk, yes, there'll probably be some pedestrians walking on the sidewalk. It's easier for the pedestrian to get out of the way than the line of cars behind you because you're blocking traffic.
Oh, yes.
That's once again, that's that arrogance or whatever it is. Like there's just some bike riders that are like, they know that they're in the street.
Oh,
they
yeah.
know that no car can pass them. They'll be like the one lanes and they don't care. They don't care. They don't move over. They don't give a shit. And that pisses me off. I've yet to honk at any of them. As soon as I find my opening, I'll go into oncoming traffic to pass them and I'll make that my statement.
Yes, like
but
here.
Still, that's yeah. such a dumb rule that yes. they should be on the sidewalk and just like, you know, ring, ring on their bikes. They got the little ring, ring. So that way they like, hey, there's a bicycle guy coming behind me.
Ring.
And guess what you could do on your bicycle? I know you're trying to keep your heart rate up. It's very healthy. I commend you for this.
Yes.
But you can slow down.
Yes.
For pedestrians while they get out of your way. Ring, ring. And then they could walk over to the right and then you just, okay, hi. And then you guys say, how you doing? How's your day going? Because you guys can have a conversation because you're both pedestrians. One's on a bike, one's on walking. You can slow down for a little bit and then you get your heart rate back up again.
You get it back up.
Until you get to your bike lane area, then you can go back up to wherever you need to keep your heart rate at, and that's totally fine. But when there's cars involved, that's once again, that's so much like I'm putting my life in your hands again. Kind of, I'm in my bike. I know no one's not going to hit me. I'm in my bike. I'm in the middle of the street. I know no one's mad
at
me.
And I think it goes back to your theory of at the end of the day, what's going to happen? Do you think the car is going to win?
Yeah, the car will win.
Exactly.
The car will win.
Exactly. Or, okay, so with bike and also with cars too, if you're in a lane, right, the bike people are going, right?
Right.
But then there's a whole pod of them. I don't know what a bike gang is called, but I'm going to call it a
It's a peloton.
I'm going to call it
It's a peloton.
It's not.
A group of bicycles is called a peloton.
Can it be... Oh, Peloton. Remember Pelotons?
No, they're still around. No.
I know. I bought one during COVID.
I'm pretty sure a group of bicycles is called a Peloton.
Could it be a pod too?
Sure. Why not? I don't know. Should we ask our friend Google?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Peloton or pod? Which do you think it can be?
Hold on.
I think he's probably going to win. He probably already
knows. What is the name of a group of bicycles?
A group of cyclists is called a peloton.
Yeah.
Freaking knew.
That was Siri, not Alexa.
He knew. He freaking knew. So, but if you're in your pod and you're going and everybody's kind of in a line, but then you have the one guy who kind of is a little bit askew over to the like left. Now he's ruining your lane because we only have so much space until the next lane. So now you're slowly riding because he hasn't moved. You can't go around because the cars next to you are going. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing with like, I don't even know what I was going to say. I see I already forgot because I was so excited to talk about my pod. They just askew. Oh yeah, I know what it is. This happens on Reseda. If you guys are ever on Reseda in Devonshire, Reseda, everyone is always turning left, right from Devonshire to Reseda when they hit Reseda because the freeway's there, right? And it backs up and it's a really busy intersection. But people will decide, I want to get in that lane to turn. But there's already a full lane of people. But right. They are not going to go around and maybe do like a thing because they need to turn. Mm-hmm. So instead of like, I would feel mortified if this was me. Instead, I mean, they're not even really in the lane at all. Maybe they just look like it. So now they've blocked this whole lane because they're parallel. Or, yeah, parallel. No, not parallel. Opposite of parallel. They're sticking out. So now you can't, that lane of people can't go around. They have to go around and you can't go around. So they've just waited and now you're waiting for a whole light to turn. You have to go through the whole cycle of the left turn lane, right turn lane, then your lane. And they've just waited and then finally they'll go, and now the 100 cars in this lane that have been waiting that whole time, because they can't go now.
Mm-hmm.
I hate people. They're so rude. I love people. Most people. It's the rude people you remember. But driving, I feel like there's this entitlement, and I do not think everybody should drive. I think that older people, you know, after a certain age, you definitely get tested a little more often. Just
government
because,
should pay for Uber.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so intimidating, and there's such aggression driving. There's such aggression. I mean, there's been a couple times where I've been driving on the 101 and we're dead stopped and I have seen two people fist fight.
Really?
Yes. And I was at right before the 405-101 split. And I don't remember exactly what happened. I was in the fast lane, of course, because I try to drive fast and not like little grandma Moses. But we were going 2 miles an hour anyway, so it didn't matter. But this guy, and then I don't know if a guy cut him off or whatever, but we were at a dead stop. I mean, we weren't even rolling at this point. And I just see the guy get out, and he starts hitting the guy's window right next to me, like one car up. And then they just start hitting each other. And then the lane starts moving. They both get back in their car like nothing happened. And I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck did I just see? What the fuck? I want to do that, but I don't. What, did you get in a fight one time?
I've done that.
You fought somebody? You punched somebody?
Not for this podcast.
What?
I was really young. I was like in high school still.
Well, I didn't think it was yesterday.
Right.
You're like a dad with kids and you drive them around.
It was like really fast story. It was another kid that we were in high school with. He pushed me into oncoming traffic.
Ooh.
And like on, let's say McBean, somewhere around here.
Yikes.
And I was 18 years old at the time. And then as soon as we stopped at a red light, I got out of the car. Then he was rolling up his Explorer window, like old school. Now he had a little turn thing and everything.
Yes,
and
yes.
I punched him in the face twice as he was rolling it up. And then he drove off. And then I actually never saw him again.
Oh my God. I mean, I want to punch people.
Yeah.
But you know, you see those stories online about like, they'll come out like in like Florida or some like fucked up city like or town like that.
Right.
Which if you live in Florida, please, I love when you listen to the podcast, but the drivers there are crazy. But they'll pull out like a gun. They'll like pull out a gun.
Sweet.
I don't care enough about that. Like, again, I don't want people to die. I do wish I had a tank and one of those scoopers though. I just scoop or like
snow plow.
Yes.
And I was waiting for you to find it.
I couldn't find it. I couldn't. It was just a scoopy thing.
A snow plow with a little shovel thing.
Yes,
and just basically
and just
pushes everybody
out
off to the right.
Like you're fucking going too slow. You're ruining the traffic because at the end of the day, we all know this. The cause of most traffic is because one person started it. One person, there was a hair in the road. They had to look over. They slowed down this lane. Now this lane slows. And you know, if somebody sees brake lights, even they could be going 100 miles an hour. If they see brake lights, they'll have to tap the brakes. Why? You're climbing up a hill. Why are you tapping your fucking brakes? It has nothing to do with you if it's in the fucking emergency lane. Like a cop. If a cop's pulling someone over for a ticket, which by the way, I do want to be a highway patrol for one day. One day. That's on my bucket list.
I know a guy will probably take you on the...
Oh, God. But I have to be able to give out the tickets and use the speedy gun and just be like, you fucker. But... the cop is giving a ticket. He's physically leaning over, talking to Joe Schmo, getting Joe Schmo's ticket. And people are stopping like he's going to what? Jump in his car like Dukes of Hazzard and go? He doesn't care. He's not even looking. He's talking to Joe Schmo. What are you stopping for? Are you stopping?
What about the guy who's just changing his tire on the side of the road?
Why are we stopping? I will tell you this though. The other day I was driving home. And the lane next to me, so I was in the fast lane because I usually try to go to the fast lane, guys. I really do. And the guy in the second lane, he was in a van, but I was just about to get over into the third lane. And his ladder on top of his van blew off. So clearly it wasn't
strapped down, right?
Strapped down at, I mean, I kind of feel like it wasn't even strapped down. I don't know. It was very strange, but maybe
it was. You might have forgot, yeah.
And anyways, it blew off and the car behind me like swerved, but I was so, because I saw it bounced and then it was going to come into my lane. But my reaction, and thank God no one was next to me, my reaction is I just got over.
Yeah.
And it's so silly, like you think in your brain, like, oh my God, don't do that. But I did, but it was a huge ladder too. It was like one of those 12-foot ones. It was huge. Yeah. Is there a 12-foot ladder?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. But I just said 12-foot because it sounds good. I don't know. A big one.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyways, it fell off and then it bounced and it almost bounced into my car and I just shooed over. But yeah. So anyways, people stop for everything. People suck driving. I hate drivers and bicyclists with their, yeah, they should be on the sidewalks. And if there is a bike lane, I just don't get it. If there's a bike lane, I don't understand. I don't understand. Like, stay in your bike lane. Stay. You could be in the line. You don't have to be wide and with your hand signals. I don't know your hand signals. So you doing that to me means absolutely dick. It means nothing.
Left.
Oh, now you're also
right.
A bicyclist?
I've seen movies.
You've seen movies too. I've seen movies left, right. You know, next it's going to be like two snaps and a thing. And you're like, I don't know what that means. Just freaking just stay in your lane. If you need to get over, just get over. Tell me. Put your blinker on your bike. Use your tooty toot. Beep, beep, boop, boop. What did you do?
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring. Yes. Ring, ring. Do that. Okay. So I think we talked about the phone. We talked about all the pet peeves with driving because I could literally talk about it forever. But I drive every day. I drive all the time. And last week I didn't have to drive all the time. And I only had to drive 3 minutes away from my house every day except one day. And I will tell you, it was great. And it was wonderful. So on that note, we're going to say, today was all about pet peeves. Today was all about things that annoy us. And I know you guys know that this stuff annoys you too. And it's okay to say it. This is a safe space. And if you want to tell me any of your pet peeves, please do. I love it because I have a million more. I have a whole novella of pet peeves and things that drive me crazy. So thank you so much for listening. Please remember to like and subscribe and follow. And then you get to know when you get to hear the next amazing episode that talks about maybe more pet peeves and also some organizing. So thank you so much for listening. That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Sattel for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.